Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. We have a great guest, Eddie Dalmau from Van Warmer Resorts, Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol. And whoa, what a great prize Eddie and the Van Warmers have donated for our callers today.
Unbelievable, man, and so generous. Thanks to Eddie and everybody at the Van Warmer Resorts for making that happen. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a three-night stay at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol, an unbelievable prize for one lucky caller. If you want to get your opportunity, it's been a very busy morning. Everybody's excited to talk to Eddie. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. And time for the catch for it. Let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. Our FishDope.com report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy or bluefin or yellowfin down in the East Cape. The answer is that Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. You can get it selected tackle stores and be ready to get bit. Let's find out what's going on the water with our private boater buddy and our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Eddie. All right, so
morning.
Good morning. Just like normal this morning here, I'm sitting at my desk listening to you guys on the show, working on my notes, and the phone rings, and it's Danny from FishDope, and I'm thinking, great, we got some late-breaking news at Cook's report here. And he starts off with, guess what I just heard on the radio? Wide open quarantine.
Oh, what a dog.
Oh, man. Oh,
oh
well,
that Danny.
Yeah. Sign of the times. But last Saturday, you know, when I was talking to you guys, I was just getting ready to head out on my buddy's skiff there. You know, the store closed. I was able to skulk out. And we had perfect timing. I mean, we caught the weather. Just, oh, my God, it was one of those days that made you glad to be alive, just being out there. And we stayed local to fish cods out there on Southeast Bank. And it was pretty good cod fishing, flat, calm weather. It was easy fishing. And the best setup there was a strip of squid or a tail bait on a long dropper loop rig with a longer leader there. And we had a nice catch of reds and chucks and chilies and boscos, 60 to 70 fathoms like that. And surprisingly, no groupers. And interestingly enough, one of our friends fished Catalina on the same day there. He was fishing outside the West End. Good cod and lots of reds. And the same deal, no groupers. So wherever those guys went, I hope they stay there, man. But they also, those groupers, man, they can have them.
Yeah.
Those guys looked for squid around the front there, front side isthmus area, and no signal at all on the squid, unfortunately. So, you know, mostly tough weather here this past week. You know, very few reports between the weather and all the other drama going on. But we are going to get a little bit of a break today and then more wind again tomorrow. And then it gets really nice for the upcoming week here. So hopefully we get some coverage and you guys get out there to find some of that big sea bass that's been skulking around over at Catalina, Yellows, at SBI and San Clemente, and then, of course, that bluefin offshore. So hopefully next week we'll have a little more complete report. That's what we got for you today.
Better weather and better fishing to come, and certainly a good way to kind of get out and get some fresh air and some social distancing out on the water, right? And
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, my friend John, you know, he had just put the name on his boat here just a few months ago, and he sent me a text the other day. He said, you know, I wish I hadn't named it because I changed the name to social distancing because he's kind of a loner that way. Anyway.
Yeah. No, that's going to be the new one for sure. You know, I want to sound off a little bit on, are the launch ramps closed up by you, Mark?
As far as I know, Alamitos is open and Huntington Harbor is open, and Cabrillo's closed, yeah, up there in Pedro, and I think the ones up above farther are closed, and, yeah. And I don't know for sure about Newport or Dana at the moment, yeah. Although I think they were open yesterday. But, yeah. You know, it's kind of a fluid situation, as you well know.
Yeah, for sure, and I understand what the officials are trying to do, but I got to sound off on the city of San Diego. I mean, to close the launch ramps and Shelter Island and Mission Bay, and I think they closed Oceanside City. I'm not positive about that, but I'm pretty sure they closed
Oceanside. I think they did, yeah.
The Oceanside, yep. Too. I mean, why? I mean, I understand that they're trying to keep crowds off the water, but why don't they just limit the number of people that can go out on a boat? If they or closing Mission Bay. What does that solve? I mean,
if you and your wife who are going to be staying... who are going to be staying at your house together want to go out on your boat together.
Yes.
I mean, you're not putting other people in harm. You're staying to yourself. You're staying your respective distance,
yes,
apart from each other. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And I know we're all trying to do the right thing, and I hope everybody, all our listeners, are doing the right thing. But closing the launch ramps is not the right thing.
Right.
I'm sorry. And the other thing I'll sound off about, too, because I'm a surfer, is keeping surfers out of the water is not the right thing, other than the fact it's keeping the crowds down. So that's a good thing. But anyway, that's my political dissertation for this morning. But in the meantime, fishdope.com, great service, and Danny's staying on it. I mean, when there are reports, I can guarantee you fishdope.com will have them. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. You can keep on, you can entertain yourself of what's going on the water through fishdope.com during these trying times. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Okay, well, normally you'd find the store open on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there, but we are closed there in the store. I have been working in the back on bait tanks. I'm getting caught up on some of my bait tank stuff, so
nice.
That's, I guess, kind of good. But, yeah, the store, the retail part of the store is closed until this scenario lightens up a little bit here. And you guys can definitely call in at 714-840-4262 or check the website at PacificEdgeTackle.com. We're still doing the tanks. We are a little bit behind schedule, of course, with everything going on. But, yeah, we're hard at it.
Good call, Mark. We certainly appreciate a great report, as always, what there is to report. And we'll certainly look forward to talking next week, buddy.
You got it. We'll see you guys. Take care, everybody.
All right, Mark.
All right.
Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Mark. That wraps up our catch report there. And, we have a full bank of phone lines, right, Ricky?
Yeah, man. Everybody's excited to talk to Eddie. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to get through in the second hour, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Eddie. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Eddie, could you give us a little history of the town of Los Buriles and also the Van Warmer Resorts?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the question. You know, from what I've been told, talking to Bob Van Warmer when he was alive, and we sat down in the dining room many times, and he was one of those guys that would tell you stories that would last 2 hours, and he would get into very great detail about things and how it started down there. And from what his accounts were, I know that he started going down in the mid-50s. Actually, his brother, Frank, was the one who discovered the East Cape. And he told his brother, Bob, he said, hey, you got to come down to this place. You're going to love it. It's a little sleepy little town. And he was like, he wasn't really that interested in going down. And he said, nah, you know, Mexico doesn't really interest me. And then once he got down there the first time, he really fell in love with the place and actually started spending more time down there than his older brother. And back in those days, it was Rancho Buena Vista was the only game in town. And then he started spending more time there and more time there. He got to know the owner, and he stayed on for an extended period of time because he had a background in the Army for fixing engines. And the colonel who was running the Rancho Buena Vista needed some help with fixing motors and things like that. So Bob would kind of stick around and help him with the engines and tinker with motors and things like that. And they became really good friends. And in the meantime, he met his future wife, which is Rosa Maria, which we know as Chacha Van Warmer now. And her Chacha's brother, Tico, he was running a little six-room, where there were the six cabanas at Hotel Palmas de Cortez. And it was only six rooms, and they had a few boats. And that was what her brother did. And then when Chacha's brother passed away, then Chacha and Bob kind of took over and the operation. And they would stay in one of the cabanas, and they would rent out the other five. And they kind of started expanding from there. And then they soon purchased the land over at where Punta Colorado was going to be built. And they built a home there. And that's where they raised their three boys, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie. And they raised them there at the house in Punta Colorado. They opened that hotel on their own. And they started expanding at Palmas de Cortez. And they started building more rooms there and building the hotel at Punta Colorado, expanding their fleet. And then it was somewhere in the 80s, I believe, that they purchased their third hotel, which at the time was called Playa Hermosa, and they changed the name to Playa del Sol. And so that's where the three hotels came to be, and then they just kept purchasing boats, and now they have the largest boat fleet in all of Mexico with 40 boats. We always joke that we have more boats than the Mexican Navy now. And so it's definitely a neat place, and it was neat to kind of learn the history and see old pictures of what the town used to look like. If you saw pictures from back then, you know, these black and white pictures that are up on the wall of the bar, and you see what it is today, you wouldn't even recognize it. I mean, it's not like Cabo. Where you know, when you see the difference, we're not that yet. Not even close.
Don't even say yet. Never.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Hopefully, we could never be. We just don't have the room to expand. The way that the town of Los Barrios is built, you know, you're up against a mountain, so you really can't go back anymore. It's kind of expanding along the shoreline, so it's kind of spreading more along the shoreline, going north or south. So I think Los Barrios will always be the sleepy little town that it is. You know, there is going to be progress, and there will be, you know, more residents building homes and things like that. But I don't ever see it becoming a place like San Jose, Del Cabo, or Cabo San Lucas at all.
Yes, that's good. We want to keep it that way. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. How about we talk to Harry? He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Up until can you hear me?
Loud and clear, buddy.
Okay, up until this issue of the closing the bays, social distancing wasn't a problem for me because I do a lot of bay fishing and I do a lot of kayaking. I think what's happened now is the city of San Diego has actually changed social distancing to social isolation. It's absolutely stupid that I agree with you, Pete, on the closing of the bays. That's crazy. Now, yeah, the other thing, right, for me, this virus thing has worked out a little bit in a positive way. Last year we had such great fishing that I was putting more fish in my freezer than I was taking out. Now I find that I'm able to deplete my freezer in two ways. One, I'm eating it. The other is I have friends who are looking to get out of the house but still have social distancing. So I am leaving fish in a cooler on my patio, and they're picking it up. And for those who can't get out, I take it, leave it on their patio. So for those of us who have lots of fish in the freezer, let's share it.
That's a good idea, you know. And also, Harry, I might also add, too, next Saturday we're going to have Sean and Kristen from Fisherman's Processing talking about easy meal prep with that fish that's in your freezer. So that's going to be a great show next Saturday, and next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. And thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. You know, that brings up mine, Eddie, about fish processing in Los Barriles at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol. What do you do about your fish? When you catch fish down there, what happens?
You know, the East Cape Smokehouse with Chris Moyer runs that, and Smokey's Restaurant, and they do a fabulous job. But they're at the dock every day. When you come in from your day of fishing, they'll meet you at the dock, They actually take all your fish. They'll hang it up for you there at the dock where you can take a picture with your fish and all that. But at the same time, it's sitting on a scale, and they're weighing your fish. They're noting how much it weighed. They're going to give you a receipt for that fish, and then they're going to take it from you right there. They'll ask you what you want done with it. You have the option of either having it vacuum packed, flash frozen, and filleted, vacuum packed, and flash frozen for you to take back home with you. Or you can have it smoked as well. You can have, tuna or any of the other species that you want smoked to take home with you as well. And or you can also tell them, hey, we want, this part of it vacuum packed and frozen to take home, and we want this one to have for dinner tonight. And you can take it to the smokehouse. You can take it to one of the restaurants at the hotel. The Bayview does a great job at Playa del Sol. Cafe del Sol will prepare your fish for you too. And now the new sushi bar, you can take some there and have that. And I definitely recommend, I know that everybody wants to take fish home, and that's a great idea, but definitely you got to have it fresh that day, because there's never anything like having fresh caught fish. And so I highly recommend having your part of your catch for dinner that night. But the East Cape Smokehouse, they do a phenomenal job, very sanitary. I've taken a tour there. It's kind of like walking into a surgery room. It's like very, very clean, and we've never had any complaints about the bags leaking or anything like that. It's a very professional quality operation there.
Absolutely. Chris Moyer and his whole crew there are just like on it, and finest fish processing and great smoked fish too. They do a great job of smoked fish. And also, don't forget Smokies too, the restaurant. That's one of the best in Los Barriles, right?
And fewer places better to go get some fish tacos and a cold beer.
Yeah, we spent some time there watching Dodger games and playoff games and World Series. And when you guys are in town for your Let's Talk Hookup trip in October, it's always a fun time.
Yes, we have, and hopefully in October we'll be doing the same, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that call this morning. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Good morning, Rick and Pete and Eddie. How are you?
Great.
Good. It's really really nice again once more to hear you guys doing this. And, Eddie, it was so much fun listening to all those old stories. It was some of the stories my dad used to tell me, similar to the ones you were telling. It's really fun to listen to that.
Oh, yeah. Eddie, thanks. What year was that Bob and Chacha came and took over what is now Palmas de Cortez? Do you remember?
I'm not exactly sure. I know that they were at Punta Colorada in the early 60s. So it was somewhere in there. I know once Chacha's brother Tico passed away, he was the one pretty much running the operation. And then when Tico passed away, Chacha kind of inherited it. And Bob, he loved fishing. So he just kind of took the reins. And they never looked back. They just did a tremendous job. And they Bob Van Wormer is definitely one of the pioneers down there. And, he's been written about in many, many books. And there's some great books about the whole story that can get into much more detail than I can get into from what I can remember. But it's a great story. And thanks to him, we have, an incredible location for us to go fishing every summer.
No doubt about it. And kind of a lot like a creator like your dad was, Bart.
Yes, I was thinking of the generations of history that we're tied into with the Van Wormers and the Halls. We go back a long ways, and it was really fun. It is fun, and it's wonderful to think about going down there and go fishing, isn't it, Pete?
Yes.
You guys were talking about jack fishing earlier, and I have this story. We were down there, and we had a couple of pongas and six guys, and we got into catching jacks, and we were jigging them, and we were they're so much fun. I mean, they pull your shoulders out of your sockets, they're great fish, and they go straight down. And I was jigging, and I thought I had another jack, but all of a sudden my line starts going toward the surface. Everybody else is pulling toward the bottom, and this darn marlin jumps up. On a yo-yo jig. It just was, fishing, it's fishing.
Nothing like East Cape. Yeah,
never did. Anyway, we're as we're sitting here, I'm looking forward to the shows. I'm really I'm getting more and more hopeful each day that the state of California is going to cooperate and let us go forward. And I think as they learn more about this virus by the hour, it turns out to be less and less lethal. And they're probably, I think we're going to have a good show May 21st to the 24th. I'm getting a lot of calls, Pete. lodges calling me saying, hey, we had great show at Long Beach. We can't wait for Del Mar. I know the tackle guys did really good. So we're looking forward to having a really good event May 21st to the 24th.
We're all looking forward to that, and we're going to need that for sure. Definitely, Bart. Well, appreciate it, and thanks for joining us this morning, Bart. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, 833-288-0973 is open. If you want to get through, it's been the first time all morning you can get through. We're giving away a three-night stay at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol. Eddie's going to set you up to go down there and get down to one of the best places in the world right in our own backyard. That's the cool thing about it, is it's right here.
That's what we say all the time. You know, that's my favorite part about going down to Palmas or Playa del Sol is, you know, it's so easy to travel to. You can leave in the morning, and before lunchtime, you're in a whole nother world under a palapa, having a margarita, enjoying the hospitality of everybody down there. And it's such a different atmosphere and so far away from home, but so easy to get to.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
All right. How about this time we talk to Mark? Mark is calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Mark?
Great.
Hey, Mark. My question was about the processing places, but is there a limit on the amount of fish you can take back?
Well, you know, we do have fish limits, so those you'll get when you arrive. You know, I think it's like 2 Dorado per fishing license on each boat. So if there's, you know, 3 guys on the boat, you're allowed to have 6 Dorado, and you're allowed to have, you know, X amount of tuna. I'm not exactly 100% sure on all the limits, but as far as being able to take fish back home with you, it's mostly a weight issue as far as the restrictions go. Like airlines, they'll charge you extra if it's over 50 pounds. So most of the stuff that we pack up, like I know Chris at the Eastcape Smokehouse, he sells these insulated boxes. The large ones hold about 50 pounds. Is what they hold, so they're perfect for you to take fish back home with. And they even sell a smaller one in case you have, you know, one big one and then you don't have enough to fill a big one. He'll sell you a small one, and I believe that one holds about 20 pounds. But the issue is going to be with the airline. So what I recommend is if you have a couple guys, everybody take home a little bit and check it in as your luggage. That way you don't have to pay for extra baggage or extra weight, and try to keep it under 50 pounds so you're not paying extra on the baggage.
Yeah, I don't even bring down a cooler anymore when I go down, because those boxes that Chris sells, I think they're like $20. They work great.
And they weigh so much less than a cooler does. So, you know, you have a 50-pound overall weight. Well, if your cooler weighs 10 pounds, that's 10 pounds worth of fish you're not bringing. But those, you know, insulated cardboard fish boxes weigh so much less, so you're bringing home a lot more of your actual fish weight.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to bring one of those fancy coolers like the Pelicans or the Yetis. Those things weigh, you know, right there, they weigh like 25 pounds, so that's going to be like half your weight right there. So definitely better to take one of Chris's boxes.
Yep,
good call. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. Adam is standing by waiting for your calls there. And be patient with Adam, because he's not only our engineer today, he's also doing all the duty on the phones there. So Adam's doing a fantastic job back in the studio there at 97.3 The Fan. Hey, tomorrow we have a big day. You know, we gave away or they sold 100 tickets to win Rollo's Reel.
Yeah,
so not only somebody's tomorrow is going to win Rollo's Reel, but also they're going to win their choice of any long-range trip, 10 days or less.
That's unbelievable.
So we're going to randomly draw a number tomorrow. We have it all devised. So tomorrow, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall Shows and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program going to join us during the show, and we are going to give one of those 100 people that amazing prize, Rollo's Reel and their choice of a long-range trip.
I still can't even believe that's going down. Yeah. And that's tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup.
On Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh,
so you don't want to miss that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Tim, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I got a question for Eddie.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I've been at Punta, Colorado back in the 80s, I guess. Is there any plans on reopening it, or do you guys still own it?
Yeah, actually, you know, that's a good question. I get that question a lot. It's probably one of our number one questions when we're doing trade shows. A lot of people remember Punta Colorada, and they're asking me, they love that spot, and they're asking me if we're going to reopen. We still own it. There's always a lot of rumors that I hear. Oh, I heard that so-and-so bought it, or I heard that somebody from South Africa bought it, and those rumors are not true. They have entertained some offers as far as selling the resort, but nothing has come to fruition. So right now we still own it. We don't have any plans in the immediate future to reopen it. Every once in a while I do hear talk about the Van Wormers thinking about reopening it, but I honestly at this point I don't think it will reopen. What happened back in I think it was around 2008 2009, a storm came through, a big hurricane, and it washed out our well where we got our water supply for the resort. And so basically at that point we had to bring the water to the hotel in by truck. And so these big water trucks a couple times a day would come in, and it just became really expensive. And around that same time, if you guys remember, the economy completely tanked in 2008, and you know, occupancy went way down, and it became really expensive to operate. So we basically had to shut it down and kind of concentrate on operating Hotel Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. There was no reason to have three hotels open when you couldn't really even fill two. So we shut it down, and it became one of those things that we never really got back to reopening. The amount of guests that would come to the East Cape was never really back to where it was back then when things were really booming, and it just became really expensive to operate. So we shut it down, and we just kind of concentrated on the other two hotels. But you know, you never know. I have heard of people that wanted to buy the property and reopen it on their own, and I've also heard of people wanting to buy the property and tearing it down and building homes on the property. I really hope at some point they do, either the Van Wormers or somebody else, reopens it, because it really is a magical spot. And, you know, it's 30 minutes south of the other resorts by boat. So you're a little bit closer to, Los Frailes and the great tuna fishing grounds, by about 30 minutes. So, and great rooster fish. It was known as the rooster fish capital of the world. So, beach fishing right from the shores there is amazing. So, I hope one day it does open, but I have my doubts, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information, and more with our good buddy Eddie from Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
At Olakai, we handcraft Hawaiian-inspired footwear, finding inspiration in Hawaiian culture and craftsmanship. Fishing is at the heart of the Hawaiian culture today, just as it's been for centuries. Generations of fishermen and women cast inshore and offshore in search of the next big catch. No matter how they do it, there's attention to detail and respect for the ocean that guides their passion. At Olakai, they believe in the same attention to detail when crafting the highest quality shoes and sandals. Olakai's water-friendly Nohea Moku slip-on shoe features razor sipping with non-marking rubber for extra grip on the deck, the dock, or the rocks. And it's designed for easy on-off barefoot wear. And when it comes to sandals that perform, Olakai's new Ulele provides the comfort and durability of a sneaker for those long days on the boat or shore. Whether you're loading up the boat, shoreline fishing from the rocks, or scoping out the best place to set up on the beach, Olakai takes you further. Shop or find your local retailer at olakai.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want a grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time this morning. Talking East Cape, talking fishing, man. I'm having a good time doing it.
Yeah, indeed. And, boy, we have a fun show for you tomorrow. It's really going to be a great one. Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping up in the High Sierra is going to have some preview of the Eastern Sierra trout season, which we're certainly hopeful that it's going to happen sooner than later, indeed. And he's also going to talk about his great operation he has up there, Adventure and Camping, where we're going to have learn a lot about that, and we have a great prize tomorrow too.
Yeah, we you know, Ryan had that beautiful trailer, the Adventures and Camping trailer, just down the way from us, our Fisherman's Lining Tackle booth at the Fred Hall show. So we went by and talked to Ian and his wife several times. And, like, as soon as this quarantine thing happened, that's the first thing Dallas said, like, let's just go to Mammoth. You know, if we're gonna isolate, let's just go isolate up there. You know, let's just get a trailer and we'll hang out for a week up there. I can handle my time alone in the mountains a whole lot better than being at home. So, yeah that was like a – we're very much ready for those guys to get their season started.
Yeah, right. Well, hopefully he'll have some good news for us tomorrow. And so tune in tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. In the meantime, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, phones are absolutely packed back up, but be patient. Your opportunity is coming, 833-288-0973 if you want to get through and talk to Eddie. Next up, we're talking to Matt. He's calling us from Newport Beach this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I believe I went to one of the Ben Warmer resorts back in the 80s with my dad a long, long time ago. And I was wondering, I'm going to be driving down there this summer. Are you guys dog friendly at one of your hotels?
Yeah, actually, you know, we do have a couple rooms at Palmas de Cortez that we have designated as dog friendly. The problem when you have a small resort like we have, it's only 60 rooms, and 10 of those are the two bedroom condos. And so we really have like 50 rooms. You need to be careful that, you know, you got to be sensitive to people with allergies and things like that. So what we've done is we've actually designated a couple of the cabanas as pet friendly. There is a fee. I believe it's about $20. And that goes to the help for the cleaning and disinfecting after you guys check out. But yeah, definitely. If you guys are traveling down and if you're going to drive down, definitely we can put you in at Hotel Palmas de Cortez. Playa del Sol, not so much, but at Hotel Palmas de Cortez, we will accept dogs. No more than two, though.
There you go.
Yeah, great. No problem.
Right. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question, though.
Yeah. That's
and certainly a good guy to ask because Eddie's a very dog-friendly guy. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, guys, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, and just out of curiosity, if you have in San Diego, if you have a boat in a slip, can you go fishing today?
Yes, you can.
So it's not closed. I know that you said that the launch ramps were closed. You can't some of the launch ramps, but if you have a boat in a slip, you can go out fishing, right? There's no regulations against going out fishing.
You know, it's one of those things that just like anything. I mean, the short answer is yes. But the longer answer is there's just so little information out there about what – because now I heard, and again, you hear everything on social media. Like, you can hear any answer that you want to hear on social media as long as you look hard enough, you know. And so I have heard of people in Mission Bay having issue with getting out, even boats that were in slips. But I don't know of any truth to that at all. And I know that, you know, I know that there have been plenty of guys that have taken their boats out without any issue and come back without any issue. So
In Mission Bay.
Well, both. More in San Diego Bay than Mission.
Yeah.
Like,
well, actually, the Port of San Diego put out a proclamation this week that said you are permitted to be on the bay of in San Diego.
Okay.
As long as you're practicing social distancing
right.
And such. So you are allowed to, if you can get a kayak in there, a paddleboard, a float tube, you are allowed to be on the
great.
Water
that's
in San
good.
Diego Bay. So, in other words, if you have a boat in San Diego Bay, you are allowed to go out. The Everingham Brothers Bait Company is open,
okay.
From what I understand, and they're going to stay open, especially in San Diego. I believe they're open, too, in Mission Bay and San Diego, but I'm not positive. Mission Bay and Dana Point, but I'm not positive about that. But the Port of San Diego said, yes, you are permitted to do that.
That's Sandy. Do you know about Mission Bay?
Mission Bay says no. I mean,
okay.
The lifeguards are stopping and turning around boats. That is unless you have a commercial fishing license. They're letting commercial fishermen go out.
Okay.
But hopefully they're going to lift that because the difference is San Diego is a port and it's a waterway.
Right.
And the Mission Bay is
a park.
A park.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's the difference.
Well, see, I'm glad. I didn't know that for sure either. So that educated me too.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're having the same issues in Baja California Sur, where you know just a couple days ago the rumor came out that they're going to shut all the ports down. And so I called my boat dispatcher, Anibal, at the hotel, and I asked him, to check into it. He didn't know anything about it, and he called, the port authorities, and they said, yeah, they're going to shut it down for sport fishing for now and everything, basically. They, ferries and all that stuff just because of the social distancing issue. I know that I talked to some people in La Paz, and they said, no, we're still going out fishing. It reminds me a little bit of the airline thing where they say they shut
right.
down the border. But yet, I still hear about planes flying in. I heard that they're shutting down the port of Cabo. They're shutting down the port in East Cape, and they're shutting down the port in La Paz. But then I hear stories of boats still going out fishing. So it's hard with all the information, like you said, Rick, with Facebook and the internet. You'll find an answer, 5 to 10 different answers on one
yeah.
subject. So it's hard to really know what's going on. I know, like I told you guys earlier, Roy flew down yesterday, and I told him, I said, hey, when you get down there, call me. I want to make sure
yeah,
that you got there for one. That
the,
yeah, and then were you able to go out fishing out of La Paz Bay? Because I'm hearing conflicting stories that they shut it down, and some of the guys are saying, no, we're still getting out to fish. When I talked to the Van Warmers, they said it is shut down, but they plan on reopening it in a few days because this is not going to last. So I just don't know, but I'm hoping to get some more confirmation on that, just like you guys are in San Diego.
All right, very good.
Good
All right, well, yeah, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Yeah, I mean, the phones are literally packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Eddie. How about John? John and Vista up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Sorry about the time. What's going on with everybody right now? But my story is about Rancho Buena Vista in the early, early 80s that my wife gave my buddy and I, who passed away a few years ago, a ticket, a trip, flew out of TJ and landed on the beach on a runway with the candles lighting the runway up.
Yeah.
Caught cool. as many dorado, as many fish as we could catch, ran out of flags and used doilies as our flags coming in.
Wow, that's a good story.
That's cool.
I mean,
yeah.
But ended up later in life having a place in Cabo and going to, I guess it was Bobby Van Wormer, the gentleman with the in the wheelchair, at his wedding. It just happened to be at my property in Cabo, and we had kind of joined in the wedding there, real gracious, and invited us, and we kind of hung out with the wedding party for the evening.
That's pretty neat.
I'm hoping everybody's thing gets better. We all get to go fishing again soon, that's for sure. I know Cabo is definitely closed.
Yeah, well, hey, well, appreciate the call and some
that's
good
cool,
stories
John.
There for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. It's there's so many great – and, that's the thing about – there's so much history down in that area, and it's still a sleepy little town.
Yeah.
Not as little as it was, but that's the advantage of it. It's not Cabo. It's just an old world Baja hospitality place, right, Eddie?
Yeah, back in those days, like the caller was just saying, I remember at Palma de Cortez they had the dirt landing strip, and we would have the little Cessnas that would fly in, and they would circle the hotel, and you know, I remember being there one time. We had to run out and, like, shoo the cows out of the way because the plane was coming in. There's, like, there'd be cows walking across the dirt strip, and we'd go and shoo them away so the plane could land. And guys would come in. And, you know, when Bob was first going down in the late 50s, that's all there was dirt strips. So they would fly their plane down, their private plane, and they would land there, fish. And God, he would tell me stories of just the wide open fishing. I mean, the fishing's still good, don't get me wrong, but back then, man, it was just insane because, you know, nobody really knew about the East Cape at that time. And they barely knew about Cabo in that time. And how, what a great fishery it was and still is. But, yeah, great stories and great history.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And there's so much else, too, to the East Cape. You know, like the other thing, too, is Cabo Pulmo, the one of the best places to dive in the world. And you can arrange tours for people that are scuba divers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that the East Cape has really grown up in the sense that, you know, it's still a super little town, but there's so much to do there besides fishing. You know, fishing is still number one by far. But you can, like you said, you can do some snorkeling and scuba diving. Cabo Pulmo is one of the only living coral reefs in the Northern Hemisphere. People have compared it second to the Great Barrier Reef. So if you're a diver or like to do some snorkeling, that's a beautiful place. It's a national park, so it is protected by the government. You're not allowed to fish in there.
And sometimes it's regulated, I wish you could, heavily because, too.
Yeah, oh yeah. They will confiscate your boat. They will take all your gear off your boat, and you got to watch it. You got to know the borders, and we like to fish right along the borders. So because there's such a great fishing there because of the marine life that's in the park, but you got to be careful not to cross over the border, or you will be in big trouble. But in addition to that, you know, there's also, you know, you can rent quads and side by sides, which I know Rick and Pete, you guys have both done that, and that's fun to do. Go exploring in town and go up to the waterfalls. We have hot springs you can go explore. You can even have one of the rental agencies take you on a tour, and they'll take you specifically to places that you might want to see, or you can just grab them and take them on your own. A lot of guys will just grab them and put some surf rods on them and cruise up and down the beach, and they'll do some surf fishing. You know, they'll ride up and down. One of my favorite things to do is go hotel hopping on the ATVs. You go, you know, you start at Palmas and you go over to Playa, you stop and have a beer, you do a little fishing off the shore, you jump back on, head over to maybe Martin Verdugo's, or you go to Spa Buena Vista or Rancho Buena Vista or Rancho Dinero, and you kind of just go hotel hopping, have a beer at each one and kind of fish along the way, and it makes for a great afternoon.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fun time. And your buddy that owns Can Do Rentals, he took us on a tour himself.
Yeah, Jimmy.
You know? Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah,
he
does a great job.
He rents great quads, and you can arrange that and get your people at Palmas a special deal with Jimmy too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. All they got to do is come talk to me or go to the front desk and say, hey, we want to rent a side-by-side or a quad. And they've got, you know, everything from a basic, you know, one-seater quad all the way up to the, you know, the really nice Polarises with six-seaters with the really souped-up engines. They've got it all and everything in between, so they do a really great job. And you know, we also offer horseback riding, for example. So if you guys want to do some horseback riding on the beach, we can arrange that for you. There's a great day spa there where you can get a massage done either at the salon, or they'll actually set up a chair right there at the bar area by the pool, and you can get a massage while you're sipping on a pina colada, you know. So, you know, it's really neat to see the town grow up and offer different things, kayaking, stand-up paddle boards, things like that, and a lot of new places, a lot of new eateries and restaurants in town that you can check out as well. So at night, there's a little bit of a nightlife. Not crazy, you know, it's still a sleepy fishing town. The town closes down pretty much by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Everyone's getting ready for the next day of fishing, but there is a little bit of things to do.
I'm a fishing guy through and through. I love it, the hardcore, call it whatever you want to call it. It's my favorite thing, and it's why I go to the East Cape. But if you don't book a day of non-fishing into your trip, you are totally missing out.
Yeah,
there is so much fun. So all those things that you just mentioned, like a lot of times those end up being our most memorable parts of the trip. And that's coming from someone who lives and breathes fishing, and that's all I want to do when I'm down there. And every year, you know, by both your and Pete's suggestion, we always book an extra day for just doing something fun like that. And a lot of times that's where the most memorable things come from.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. Rick. You nailed it right on the head. And I always recommend that, you know, book an extra day so that you have a day off. You can take a tour to a different city that you may not have recognized or known about. San Bartolo is just north of us. It's a great little town that they specialize in agriculture. So they do mango, they do guava, and they make these candies and these pastries with that stuff, and it's great. And then if you keep going north towards La Paz, you got El Triunfo, which is a little mining town. It used to be the capital of Baja California Sur. And back in the day, before La Paz became the capital, because it was the big center of town, it was a big mining town for silver. The guy who built the Eiffel Tower, Mr. Eiffel, he built the chimney stack there for the mining town. There's a great little historical church there, and there's a piano museum there, and great restaurants in there. And that's a place you can go and spend, you know, half a day at and explore. And it's something
and it's
that
not
you
that
never
far away.
Thought about.
Yeah,
no,
it's
about
really,
maybe
really close.
40 minutes away.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, well, let's try and sneak in one more phone call, Ricky.
You got it, buddy. How about Tom from Temecula up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Tom.
Morning, guys. My first experience with Rancho down there was back in the 70s, and we pulled a boat down all the way from California through Guaymas, which had to take the ferry across before Highway 1 was completed. And got down there, and the wind was blowing for a couple of days, and finally got out, and my friend and I, we ended up with a double on marlin, and we jumped in the water and swam afterwards. But it was great, great memories. But my question to Eddie is, how is your surf fishing down there?
Oh, it's great. Actually, we do a lot of shoreline derbies down there, where like a tournament or a group will come down and they'll set up like say 3 days of tournament fishing, and then on one of the afternoons between like 4 and 6 we'll bring down like maybe 30 spinning rods, and everybody will go out and compete for 2 hours to see who catches the biggest fish. And you can get a lot, you know, some great surf fishing there. I've seen in the shoreline derbies, we've seen you know, a lot of pompano, a lot of Jack Crevel, rooster fish. Then every once in a while you get into like the needlefish and, you know, puffer fishes will hook up sometimes. And I've even had to weigh an eel before that someone hooked up in the shoreline derby.
One of the cool things, too, about standing, you know, if you're standing on the shoreline there, is you can watch the roosters chasing bait around, because the Palmas dock gets so much bait that those roosters know. And you watch guys hooking nice-sized roosters in there, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The dock gets really packed with, you know, a lot of kids and a lot of anglers that go out there. You got to think about it. You know, when the boats come in at 3 o'clock and they're unloading the customers and their catch, they're also dumping their bait. So the fish know, you know, that's going to be their feeding ground. So a lot of roosters around, and you can see them. And the water's so clear there that you can actually see them right through the water chasing bait and stuff. And actually, one of the guys from the smokehouse, he actually will have one of the pongueros take his hand line and take it out to where the boats are anchored and drop it. And that guy has hand lined, I mean, like 80-pound pargo from the dock that I've seen him catch.
Wow.
So I'm just like,
wow. You're making me hungry to go to the East Cape right now, Eddie. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're finding out who's going to the East Cape, because we're giving away a 3-night stay to Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information. All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to find out the big winner of the three-night stay at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol is going to Matt in Newport Beach. Matt, congratulations. What a killer prize, man. So happy for you.
And we'll put you in touch with Eddie, and Eddie will help you arrange that stay at Palmas and or Playa del Sol, and you'll have a great time. And Eddie,
so
what a great job you did. Thank you very much for spending 2 hours with us. Not enough time to talk about paradise, that beautiful East Cave, right?
It really is the fastest 2 hours on radio. It goes by super quick. And thank you guys. And, you know, real quick, if I can get a chance real quick, I just wanted to mention, because of the tough times that are going on down there in the tourist industry, Los Barriles, the town, a lot of the expats and the businesses down there, and along with the Rotary Club, they started a food bank to help a lot of the people that are going to be unemployed for a while. And a lot of these people live paycheck to paycheck. And so we started a food bank down there. If anybody wants to donate, we've had some groups like Father, Sons, and Buddies and Lynn Rose Tours that have donated thousands of dollars to the food bank already. And if anybody wants to donate, they can get a hold of me, and I'll get them in touch with how they can donate and help the people of Los Barriles get through
Fantastic.
These tough times.
Yeah. How do we get a hold of you, Eddie?
That's cool, Eddie.
You can either come to our website, which is at VanWormerResorts.com, or they can email me at Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, at VanWormerResorts.com, or you can call our toll-free number at 877-777-TUNA.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate that. Thank you all out there. Thanks for Adam in the studio. And, of course, Adam Clark will have the app posted up on our app there real soon. Tomorrow, Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. Join us 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.